Starting the Klal Tezvav. Klal Tezvav is the Malacha of Zoreh. Klal Tezayin is the Malacha of Berer. And then later on, in Klal, Yod Ches is the Malacha of Merakid. Now the Gemara in Shabbos talks about these three Malachas and more grapples with the question that they all seem to be fairly similar in the process of processing grain. Let's talk about wheat. So after the person harvests it, so you have now, you cut off the kernels, which are attached to the end of the stalk. They're still attached to the stalk, and then the person does the process of dosh, which is the threshing process to break the kernel off from the stalk. There's small amounts of stalk which are left mixed in with the kernels. The husk, through the flailing process, many times comes off either partially or totally, and all that's mixed in together. Of the three, the kernels are the heaviest. So if the wind is not too strong, but there is some wind, when you throw it in the air, the lighter items will be blown away, and the heavier kernels will fall back down. So that's the process known in English as winnowing, which is what Zora is. A person takes a pitchfork, throws the items into the air, and he separates the good kernels from the bad chaff. So that's a form of burr, as we're concerned, which is the process of picking out, separating the good from the bad. Now, the difference between burr and dosh. Dosh is talking about things which are attached together, and you're breaking the connection. Over here, they're not attached. They're just mixed together in a teruvus. And the person is taking the teruvus and separating the teruvus. They're not attached together. They're not attached. Not separating in the sense of detaching it, but they are detached already. But a person is going to separate the good from the bad, or the bad from the good. So Zera does that through the process of winnowing. And then after that is done, the lighter things have blown away. But there are also other things which are mixed in, which are heavier, which will also fall down like little pebbles. So a person has to pick up by hand the pebbles from the kernels, and the kernels from the pebbles. He has to separate the two in that way. Later on in the sifting process, after the person grinds it, not all of the flour came out the way you wanted it to. Some of the pieces are too large, they didn't grind well, etc. So the person sifts it again to separate the good from the bad. So there are three malachas involved, which the purpose is to separate the good from the bad. The Morning Shabbos questions, why do we have three separate malachas? They all seem to be doing the same thing. More answers, since they were found in the Mishkan, we include all three. But you see from the understanding of the Bavli, which asked the question, that the foundational issue of Zoreh is the process of separating the good from the bad, therefore it's similar to Berer. Now the Rishonim says, interesting din, that let's say a person throws water into the wind, and because it's a windy day, so the water gets... the droplets of water spray out because of the wind. There's no good and there's no bad. They're all the same. So it's not at all similar to the process of Barer. But Yishalmi says a person who does that is going to be chayiv for the malacha of Zoreh. So clearly the Yishalmi understands that the primary element of Zoreh was not so much the separating the good from the bad, but the idea of using the wind to separate things, period. Whether they're good or bad, or whether they're equal, there's no good and there's no bad. But the Yerushalmi holds that that's going to be going to the Malacha of Zoreh. But from the fact that Bavli asked the question, what's the difference between Zoreh and Borer? Clearly, the Bavli disagrees with that. So the Ramah, then the Siman Shin Yutes, quotes this as Yerushalmi. Kamegir over there points out that the Bavli disagrees with it. From the Bavli's question, we can see the Bavli does not understand the Malacha of Zoreh. It's the idea of using wind to spray something and spread something. It's a way to separate the good from the bad. So therefore, the case of Yerushalmi, where there's no good and there's no bad, they're all equal, all the same thing. There's no problem of Zoreh in that situation. And that's how the Kiveger comes out. The Bir Halacha, then the Siman Shin Yutes, comes out like the Kiveger. At least we're dealing with the Rabbanans for sure, maybe even the Rices. That being said, the Chayyotim is going over here, going to follow the Yerushalmi, follow the Ramah, follows Yerushalmi, and say that the case is going to be problematic. So see the chayim and said, "Azora berachas is the ruach is chayim." A person takes a pitchfork, throws things into the air, into the wind, and the wind then separates the blows away some of the items and lets other items drop back down. That's the malach of zora and he's chayim. L'chein also lorik beruach, a person cannot. Person wants has something in their mouth, they want to spit it out. It's a very windy day. They're blowing into the wind. The wind is going to take his saliva and spread it. So the Chayyadim adds a phrase over here, B'doma L'Zara. He understands that the issue is not that it's actually Zora, but at least that it's going to be Zdoma L'Zara. Now, the language of the Ramah is that it's Chayiv. The Chayyadim seems to be avoiding that by saying that it's not going to be Chayiv, it's only going to be Zdoma L'Zara, and it wouldn't be Chayiv. And the issue is Adam. He grapples with this question: is it to be understood that it's going to be actually a case which is chayev, or it's only going to be aser amir rabbanon? And he points out that the Bible and Shema do not agree with each other in this regard. The Kiriger's question. He comes out that we're going to accept the arguments of the Yerushalmi to the point that it's Asamir Rabbanim, but it's not going to be Asamir Raisa based on the Bavli. We'll talk about this more on the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.